Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
8 Degrees in Nashville Says You is next.
Welcome to this week's edition of Says You, Public Radio's game with words, unafraid to let you hear our performance, warts and all. Oh my goodness gracious. I made a small mistake here.
So how would you score that?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I think
us
we each 10, get 10.
You 0?
I would say nobody's perfect.
Did I mention that he makes more money than we do?
Yeah. We carry on with the confidence of those undaunted by difficulty, spurred on by challenge.
Don't care what I think. Don't care. Because if I'm wrong, I feel like a horse's rear end.
Well, but we are all
horse's rear end.
And that's why I love you.
We're the 99%.
So come play the game where the score doesn't matter. You just need to get involved.
Did we get any of them?
I wasn't listening. Says you. After this.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is appealing for calm, and NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that he's calling for the punishment of the American soldiers who burned the Koran at a U.S. base last week.
President Karzai made his first televised address since news about the Koran burning set off riots across Afghanistan. He asked Afghans not to allow enemies of the country to exploit the incident. Karzai also appealed for direct peace negotiations with the Taliban and other Islamist militant groups in the country. When asked about the U.S. Army Major and Lieutenant Colonel murdered inside the Afghan Interior Ministry on Saturday, Karzai expressed his condolences, but he said the killer might have been another Westerner. Afghan government officials have said they are seeking an Afghan police intelligence officer in connection with the killings. Two other American soldiers were killed by an Afghan colleague on Thursday. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the latest development in a legal case in Egypt against 16 Americans and dozens of other nonprofit democracy activists is fluid.
There are a lot of moving parts that we have to fully understand before I go any further than I have.
Speaking in Morocco, Clinton said U.S. officials are still evaluating why a judge in Cairo adjourned the trial at its opening session today, delaying it until late April. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul all planned campaign stops in Michigan today as polls show the race there tightening up. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports.
Native son Mitt Romney has the most at stake in Michigan as he tries to stave off a strong challenge from Rick Santorum in a state he was supposed to easily win. Romney told an audience at a GOP fundraiser that Washington has failed to control spending.
If I'm president of the United States, I'm going to get America a balanced budget. Let me tell you how to do that.
Romney says he would do that in part by ending federal subsidies for public broadcasting, for arts and humanities endowments, and for Amtrak rail service. Romney promises a 20% across-the-board tax cut that he says would spark economic growth. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.
Speaking at a meeting of the G20 nations in Mexico City this weekend, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said he wants to see more action from Europe regarding Greece. Steve Beckner reports.
Geithner says European policymakers have done a lot to reduce threats to the world economy, but says they must do more to avoid a potential catastrophic financial failure. The Treasury chief says European governments are not done. A big topic at the meeting is beefing up a bailout fund to contain the spread of financial problems in Europe. Geithner says he expects the Europeans to not only reform their economic policies, but also put in place a stronger, more credible firewall. If they do, he says, there will be more oxygen to focus on the long-term questions. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Voters in the West African country of Senegal are casting ballots in a tense presidential election today. There have been violent street protests against the incumbent president's decision to seek a third term. Critics say Abdoulaye Wade should not be allowed to run because of term limits, but he says they were imposed after he took power, so his first term did not count. Thousands turned out today to form a human chain around the central part of Moscow. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the stunt was designed to show support for free elections and opposition to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin.
Central Moscow is encircled by 10 miles of boulevards known as the Garden Ring,
And organizers calculated that they needed at least 34,000 people to join hands around that circle. It's not clear yet whether they succeeded, but many stretches of the circle were lined with people waving at supporters who passed by in honking cars.
We are trying to show that we are united and we are for honest elections.
That's Autumn, a 26-year-old IT consultant who took part in the protest with a group of friends. Pro-Kremlin groups also came out to the Garden Ring wearing signs that showed their support for Putin. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
In Britain, media mogul Rupert Murdoch has launched a new Sunday tabloid to replace a now shut down News of the World. The Sun's Sunday edition hit the stands today, 2 weeks after five employees were arrested in an inquiry into alleged bribery, which is linked to Britain's phone hacking scandal. An editorial, however, promises the paper's reporters will abide by ethical standards. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Paramount Pictures, presenting Hugo, a Martin Scorsese film about the magic of cinema, on Blu-ray and DVD February 28th. Hugo.
Welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy.
Support for Says You in Charlotte, North Carolina, comes from the good folks at WFAE-FM and the historic Dunhill Hotel, on Charlotte's Museum Mile and on the web at dunhillhotel.com.
Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Scherr.
Thank you. Thank you. From the stage of Pease Auditorium in Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. She's the only woman I know who could walk up to Tom Hanks at a Says You taping and ask, are you supposed to be here? Francine Akbar. He's the only guy I know who ever stayed up all night swapping stories with Sally Struthers, Mr. Tanner Latham. And he's the only guy I know who could actually ask Yoko Ono in an interview, of the three, who's your favorite stooge? Mr. Barry Nolan. A true story, I might add.
What did she say? she likes Larry.
I asked her about the Three Stooges after this long interview. I said, can I ask you about something totally different, story I'm working on? She goes, oh, yes. I said, what do you think of the Three Stooges? And she goes on with this long answer about how I think people are just now beginning to appreciate the contributions they've made to our culture. And I'm trying to imagine her and John going, look at that. And finally she says, because when I met them, because of course John was one of them. And you realize she thought I meant the Beatles.
The other Three Stooges.
There's a
I thought that was very telling.
Really? Well, I've always thought of Moe Curley and Leary as conceptual artists myself.
Yes.
They really are. And who's the captain this week?
Our man Tanner.
Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah. Stepping
represent,
up.
Representing Charlotte.
Yes.
That's right.
Assuming the mantle of leadership.
Hey.
To my left, team two. She's got family here in North Carolina, and she's starting to feel right at home. Lenore Shannon. She's loved this chance to come to Charlotte, and she's decided she's staying an extra 3 days. Carolyn Faye Fox. And his son and future daughter-in-law went to Davidson. They're getting married in Asheville. Now he's a Tar Heel by marriage, Mr. Murray Horowitz. And who's the captain this week?
Go, Carolyn.
I will be the captain.
Carolyn will be the captain. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners to grab a pen and paper. Let's begin
with a round of Odd Man Out. Help comes from Hall of Famer Bob Byrd of Birmingham, Alabama. Which of the following does not belong in the list? 5 points for the correct answer, 5 more for telling me why. Carolyn, a Broadway flop, a gullible goose, three strikes, and mortal sins.
Gullible goose, three strikes, and mortal sins. Do you know?
Well, I know what the odd... I know why. I don't know which one. I think it's mortal sins. Because it's the turkey. A Broadway flop is a turkey.
Turkey, a gullible...
Three strikes and bowling is a turkey.
A gullible goose is not a turkey.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it?
A gullible goose as a person, yes, is a turkey. The only turkey. One out is good. Mortal sins. Very
excellent.
Good. 10 points.
Very good.
Good job, Murray.
As some folks know, I have a career as a Broadway lyricist and book writer, and I know about turkeys.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold. Sorry.
Right, even with a turkey that you know will fold right. And leave you standing out in the cold, still you wouldn't trade it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show.
On with the show.
And you're not going to do Merman. You're not going to do any Merman at all.
No, I can only do Merman if I'm... Well, never mind.
Okay. Not to be missed. Not to be missed. Try this one, Tanner. What's the odd one out?
All right.
Egg. Bert. B-E-R-T, Roger, and King.